Robin Burns, the executive director of the Salem Pantry, is joining us here on Connections. And Robin, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for reaching out, and we're happy to be able to share with the work we're doing. And appreciate that you're interested.
Robin, I want to talk about your work as it is now, but even before this whole COVID-19 coronavirus piece, tell us what your work looked like with the Salem Pantry, say, 2 months ago.
Yeah, great question. Things have evolved so fast that it takes a minute to remember that wasn't that long ago. So actually, one other piece of information is that I actually came on board 3 weeks ago as the executive director and the first ever full-time executive director of the organization. So we're a really small organization. There's only one other person that works with me full-time, my colleague Samantha. She's the operations manager. And then obviously an amazing group of volunteers and a really active board of directors. So prior to this pandemic, the Salem Pantry had focused on a couple different initiatives. One of them was what we call our mobile markets, or the official name is our Fresh Harvest Mobile Market Pop-Up. And what we have been doing for that program is that we go to two locations, about the equivalent of one location a week, spread out over a month. So we'll go two times to a site called Espacio. It's a space that is run by the North Shore Community Development Corporation, and it's in the Point neighborhood of Salem. We go there two Saturdays a month, and then we also partner with Salem State University to run a mobile pantry there on two Wednesdays a month. So kind of spaced out, it was about the equivalent of one mobile market per week that we would set up. And then in addition to that, we partnered with Salem Public Schools to run what we call our backpack program. And that was done every Friday morning. And the idea was that this was an opportunity for students whose families were in need of extra food to get them through the weekend would get a discreetly packed bag each Friday that would go home with them over the weekend. And so we partnered with a number of community volunteers, and each person would sponsor a school. And so essentially everyone would meet up, pack a certain number of bags that they would need for their respective school, and then take them off and kind of, again, work with the staff at the school to kind of discreetly get those to the students that were in most need. So prior to again, COVID-19, those were our two core programs. And when I was hired for the role in February, I know that the board of directors of the Salem Pantry have a vision for kind of expanding our services. And we had a lot of tentative plans for what we wanted to focus on once I came on board in late March. And we are trying to kind of plant the seeds for much of that growth. But in the meantime, we've been just trying to support the community as best we could during COVID-19. So we've ramped up services in a slightly different way than we had intended, but we're kind of doing what makes the most sense to us at the time, for the time being, and also for our partners and the feedback that we're getting from them. And I'd be happy to talk more about that in just a minute.
Absolutely. So just so folks know, and we'll put a link up on our website, but the mobile markets, the dates and the locations are on your website. So it's very available, very easy to follow, and times and dates are there for some weeks to come. So that's good news there. As far as do the people access your services right at the pantry itself?
Yeah, great question. So not exactly. So what we've been doing is we've been bringing our services out into the community. We have a home base right now. We share space with LifeBridge, a wonderful agency doing work for the homeless population here in Salem and greater North Shore. And so we have a small office and kind of like a little hub in one of their buildings where we're kind of packing and preparing food. It's not quite set up so well for kind of on-site pantry visitors. However, we do have a small pantry to service the homeless population that are taking part in LifeBridge's daily activities. They have a drop-in center each day for people to spend time during the day. And so we've got items that are available to the community there. But for the most part, what we're doing is we're bringing our services out into the community. So right now, in addition to the mobile markets, we're doing our school grocery assistance program, where we're bringing groceries, packed groceries, in bags and boxes each week to 14 different locations across the city. So we're partnering with all 14 of the public schools distribution sites. So some of them are actual schools and some of them are bus stops. So like that were identified as prime locations in the community where there'd be enough people to kind of congregate to that bus stop during the time, the allotted time frame. And and so that's been really how we've ramped up primarily is now instead of these mobile markets, we're doing these 14 distributions each week. And then one other program that we've added to that's happening a little bit more out of our home base is that we've been partnering with the city of Salem and some other agencies to identify vulnerable community members who are not able to physically get out to the site. So for us, every Thursday, we are coordinating a delivery effort where we're doing a similar pre-packing model, and then we're loading volunteer vehicles and some of our own vehicles to go out and do kind of a handful of deliveries each. And so last week we did about 50 deliveries to community members in Salem on the Thursday afternoon on top of kind of our normal distribution.
Robin, I'm listening to you and I'm just in awe or struck by the volume of what you're doing. The depth and the breadth of it. It's just incredible.
Yeah, we've really ramped up really fast. Just some recent numbers for any of the listeners that would be curious about this. So through the mobile market program, at our two most recent mobile markets that we had numbers for, so that would be one Salem State Market and one of our what we call the Espacio Market, we served 290 guests, so 290 households, so one person representing that household. Almost 100 of those people were first-time visitors to the mobile market, and it was just under 12,000 pounds of fresh produce and groceries that we distributed on that day. And then for the most recent week of grocery assistance through Salem Public Schools, we provided just under 10,000 pounds of fresh produce and groceries to 325 households. And so, yeah, that's all happening kind of, over the span of 1 week. And from an agency that just has two full-time staff, it's really kind of we're pushing the limits for our capacity, but at the same time, we've been able to tap into this amazing volunteer support in the community. And it's just been so wonderful having all of these people step up trying to support this work and trying to help their community as well.
Again, wow. Let me follow up. So volunteers, are you always looking for volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers now?
Yes, we are. Yeah, any interested volunteer, they could, as you mentioned earlier on our website, we actually have a special kind of COVID-19 update page. So people can kind of click on that page from the home site, and we've got information about volunteering, donating, where the markets are, where the school setups are going to be, and then other updated information, including a public health update where we're kind of making sure that everyone knows that we're in line with all current CDC and City of Salem public health recommendations. In terms of volunteers, we've worked with volunteers for the entirety of the organization. It kind of started out as a volunteer-run organization. And we've seen kind of an uptick of volunteers that are new volunteers to us since the pandemic has hit. A lot of folks that are either working remotely, some people that have been furloughed or laid off, some people that, perhaps whatever their situation is, they're just kind of freed up. Some people are just looking forward to giving back. Some people are looking forward to get out of the house, frankly, and some people like to just come in, sign up for an hour or two and kind of help box groceries. Some people have preferred to be more on the front end of things, out in the community distributing. Some people have preferred to be on the back end, kind of helping behind the scenes. We've even had volunteer drivers that have been assisting with us going into Boston to pick up thousands of pounds at the Greater Boston Food Bank in a box truck. So we're really kind of running the gamut of what's possible. And it's been really made possible through this kind of volunteer support. And, as we continue doing this work and as the COVID-19 reality seems to not really have an end date, we haven't been able to see the light at the end of the tunnel yet. We're continually trying to reach out to get more people to volunteer, just so we don't burn out the current pool of folks. And we want to be mindful of everyone's capacity and, you know, thankful for everything that they give, but really don't want to overdo it with anyone in particular. So anyone that's interested, please reach out to us, and we'd love to find a place where you could fit in.
I also, well, I'm on your website as we're talking, which is thesalempantry.org, salempantry.org, and if you click on the donate tab, go through it either way, you can take credit cards, but also if folks feel more comfortable, sometimes folks do feel more comfortable. I'm an old guy. I'd rather send a check, I guess, maybe, you know, but, you know, and but you have your address there with the P.O. box and everything, so, man, that is the way to go. And I think in these times, as I've heard from others, that cash is a huge help at this time because of all the added expenses you're incurring as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, normally, you know, a classic food pantry donation could range from everything from a financial donation to volunteering to actually canned goods or canned drive. At the time being, we're not accepting any kind of individual donations of items like that that we might kind of normally be taking. So yeah, we are, you know, for anyone that's able to, you know, a cash donation is really, really supportive of this work right now, to help us keep up with kind of all of the behind the scenes costs to make this run. And then obviously I've been talking a lot about the volunteer support. So that's two great ways that people could contribute.
Unbelievable. Hey, Robin, tell me, you mentioned you're new, you know, within 3 weeks to the Salem Pantry. So what's what brought you to the Salem Food Pantry? Where have you been before?
Yeah, so I'm a Salem resident. I, for the past 5 years, have been working in Cambridge and Boston for an organization that was running a school garden program in partnership with Cambridge and Boston Public Schools. I was looking for something closer to home. Hmm. Prior to that, I lived in and worked in Lynn for an organization called the Food Project and was doing community food systems work, so running farmers markets and working with high school students and growing food in the city. So I've kind of been around gardens, food, food distribution for off and on for almost 20 years now. And so when thinking about something closer to home, something in Salem, this opportunity kind of popped up for me kind of earlier in the year and just seemed like a great fit. I obviously did not realize I would be starting during the middle of the crisis. However, you know, I feel like I'm up for the challenge and I'm really energized each day by this community work that I'm kind of nestled into. And I just feel, it just feels really powerful to be able to do this. And I know that I'm not alone stepping in as this first time full-time executive director for this kind of small nonprofit. Yeah, and it just feels really great to be able to kind of walk to work, engage in this, try to support my community, and then to kind of go home and kind of be reflecting about that impact and kind of hopefully coming at it the next day with, you know, just that same energy I had previously.
Yeah. Well, Robin, I think that one of the things with all of this is, you know, our website, we've reached out to a lot of different organizations, and they're very inspiring stories of work that people are doing. They can't top you, though. You're right there with them, Robin. Man, congratulations to you, Samantha, in your office as well. Of course, all of your volunteers. And hopefully some of our listeners might be able to click on that donate button and help you guys out because, man, you're doing a lot of work, very much needed work. And thanks so much for your time and joining us to share your story and the story of the Salem Food Pantry.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Bill. And thanks to your listeners for listening to our story here in Salem. And I hope that I can talk to you soon, hopefully under like lighter circumstances.
Absolutely. That's Robin Burns, the executive director of the Salem Pantry. Again, that's thesalempantry.org. And you're listening to Connections.